Today is the 13th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you today as we bring another weekend for a landing. And so very often, as we come and draw to a close another one of the weeks that we get to spend together, we look back. Because we always look out in front of it. We'll do the same thing tomorrow. Brand new shiny sparkly week. Understanding that our choices are going to tell the story. Well, here we are. Our thoughts, words, deeds, choices, and their consequences have told the story. And it's good to look back at, you know, where things flowed and where things got dammed up, where things were as they should be and where things faced their challenges that maybe we could improve on. And just being able to self-reflect, being able to own all of that. Looking at actually how not to blame everything and everyone else, but to look in the mirror helps us get into the habit of watching and observing ourselves, which invariably then helps us to engage with our own hearts and our own story, which invariably allows the scriptures to speak into the deeper parts of who we are and why we do what we do and how we can participate in the process of being sanctified. So, let's look back. Spend some time today reflecting back, just looking over the last days. What were the challenges? What were the victories? How did things flow and how did things not? And invite the Holy Spirit into leading us into the truth of that. So, let's do that today. But right now, we're here around the global campfire for the next step forward in the scriptures. We are working our way through one of the longer books in the Bible, the book of Isaiah. One of the major prophets. And, I think there's 66 chapters, if I remember right. Today, we're reading 12, 13, and 14. So, we're just kind of getting going. We're well underway, but we're getting going. And so remember that Isaiah speaks a number of different prophecies. We're not reading like a contiguous narrative story. Reading different oracles and prophecies that he spoke, and happened during his lifetime at different times. And that, just knowing that, helps us to not get lost and go, I don't really understand even what's happening here. Let's dive in. Isaiah 12 through 14. In that day, you will sing. I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name. Tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you. Isaiah, son of Amoz, received this message concerning the destruction of Babylon. Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. call up an army against Babylon. Wave your hand to encourage them as they march into the palaces of the high and mighty. I, the Lord, have dedicated these soldiers for this task. Yes, I have called mighty warriors to express my anger, and they will rejoice when I am exalted. Hear the noise on the mountains. Listen as the vast armies march. It is the noise and shouting of many nations. The Lord of Heaven's armies has called this army together. They come from distant countries, from beyond the farthest horizons. They are the Lord's weapons to carry out his anger. With them, he will destroy the whole land. Scream in terror, for the day of the Lord has arrived, the time for the Almighty to destroy. Every arm is paralyzed with fear. Every heart melts, and people are terrified. Pangs of anguish grip them, like those of a woman in labor. They look helplessly at one another, their faces aflame with fear. For see, the day of the Lord is coming, the terrible day of his fury and fierce anger. The land will be made desolate, and all the sinners destroyed with it. The heavens will be black above them. The stars will give no light. The sun will be dark when it rises, and the moon will provide no light. I, the Lord, will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their sin. I will crush the arrogance of the proud and humble the pride of the mighty. I will make people scarcer than gold, more rare than the fine gold of Ophir. For I will shake the heavens. The earth will move from its place when the Lord of Heaven's armies displays his wrath in the day of his fierce anger. Everyone in Babylon will run about like a hunted gazelle, like sheep without a shepherd. They will try to find their own people and flee to their own land. Anyone who is captured will be cut down, run through with a sword. Their little children will be dashed to death before their eyes. Their homes will be sacked and their wives will be raped. Look, I will stir up the Medes against Babylon. They cannot be tempted by silver or bribed with gold. The attacking armies will shoot down the young men with arrows. They will have no mercy on helpless babies and will show no compassion for children. Babylon, the most glorious of kingdoms, the flower of Chaldean pride, will be devastated like Sodom and Gomorrah when God destroyed them. Babylon will never be inhabited again. It will remain empty for generation after generation. Nomads will refuse to camp there, and shepherds will not bed down their sheep. Desert animals will move into the ruined city, and the houses will be haunted by howling creatures. Owls will live among the ruins, and wild goats will go there to dance. Hyenas will howl in its fortresses, and jackals will make dens in its luxurious palaces. Babylon's days are numbered. Its time of destruction will soon arrive. But the Lord will have mercy on the descendants of Jacob. He will choose Israel as his special people once again. He will bring them back to settle once again in their own land. And people from many different nations will come and join them there and unite with the people of Israel. The nations of the world will help the people of Israel to return, and those who come to live in the Lord's land will serve them. Those who captured Israel will themselves be captured, and Israel will rule over its enemies. In that wonderful day, when the Lord gives his people rest from sorrow and fear, from slavery and chains, you will taunt the king of Babylon. You will say, "The mighty man has been destroyed." Yes, your insolence is ended, for the Lord has crushed your wicked power and broken your evil rule. You struck the people with endless blows of rage and held the nations in your angry grip with unrelenting tyranny. But finally, the earth is at rest and quiet. Now it can sing again. Even the trees of the forest, the cypress trees and the cedars of Lebanon, sing out this joyous song. Since you have been cut down, no one will come now to cut us down. In the place of the dead, there is excitement over your arrival. The spirits of the world leaders and mighty kings long dead stand up to see you. With one voice, they all cry out, "Now you are as weak as we are. Your might and power were buried with you. The sound of the harp in your palace has ceased. Now maggots are your sheet and worms your blankets. How you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. You have been thrown down to the earth, you who destroyed the nations of the world. For you said to yourself, 'I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High.' Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to its lowest depths. Everyone there will stare at you and ask, 'Can this be the one who shook the earth and made the kingdoms of the world tremble? Is this the one who destroyed the world and made it into a wasteland? Is this the king who demolished the world's greatest cities and had no mercy on his prisoners?' The kings of the nations lie in stately glory, each in his own tomb. But you will be thrown out of your grave like a worthless branch, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will be dumped into a mass grave with those killed in battle. You will descend to the pits. You will not be given a proper burial, for you have destroyed your nation and slaughtered your people. The descendants of such an evil person will never again receive honor. Kill this man's children. Let them die because of their father's sins. They must not rise and conquer the earth, filling the world with their cities." This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. "I myself have risen against Babylon. I will destroy its children and its children's children, says the Lord. I will make Babylon a desolate place of owls, filled with swamps and marshes. I will sweep the land with the broom of destruction. I, the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken." The Lord of Heaven's armies has sworn this oath. It will all happen as I have planned. It will be as I have decided. I will break the Assyrians when they are in Israel. I will trample them on my mountains. My people will no longer be their slaves, nor bow down under their heavy loads. I have a plan for the whole earth. A hand of judgment upon all the nations. The Lord of Heaven's armies has spoken. Who can change his plans? When his hand is raised, who can stop him? This message came to me the year King Ahaz died. Do not rejoice, you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken, that the king who attacked you is dead. Far from that snake, a more poisonous snake will be born, a fiery serpent to destroy you. I will feed the poor in my pasture. The needy will lie down in peace, but as for you, I will wipe you out with famine and destroy the few who remain. Wail at the gates, weep in the cities, melt with fear, you Philistines. A powerful army comes like smoke from the north. Each soldier rushes forward, eager to fight. What should we tell the Philistine messengers? Tell them, the Lord has built Jerusalem. Its walls will give refuge to his oppressed people. Second Corinthians 13. This is the third time I am coming to visit you. And as the scriptures say, the facts of every case must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I have already warned those who had been sinning when I was there on my second visit. Now I again warn them and all others, just as I did before, that next time I will not spare them. I will give you all the proof you want that Christ speaks through me. Christ is not weak when he deals with you. He is powerful among you. Although he was crucified in weakness, he now lives by the power of God. We too are weak, just as Christ was. But when we deal with you, we will be alive with him and will have God's power. Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. If not, you have failed the test of genuine faith. As you test yourselves, I hope you will recognize that we have not failed the test of apostolic authority. We pray to God that you will not do what is wrong by refusing our correction. I hope we won't need to demonstrate our authority when we arrive. Do the right thing before we come, even if that makes it look like we have failed to demonstrate our authority. For we cannot oppose the truth, but must always stand for the truth. We are glad to seem weak if it helps show that you are actually strong. We pray that you will become mature. I am writing this to you before I come, hoping that I won't need to deal severely with you when I do come. For I want to use the authority the Lord has given me to strengthen you, not to tear you down. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. All of God's people here send you their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Psalm 57. For the choir director, a psalm of David, regarding the time he fled from Saul and went into the cave. To be sung to the tune, Do Not Destroy. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill his purpose for me. He will send help from heaven to rescue me, disgracing those who hound me. My God will send forth his unfailing love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by fierce lions who greedily devour human prey, whose teeth pierce like spears and arrows, and whose tongues cut like swords. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth. My enemies have set a trap for me. I am weary from distress. They have dug a deep pit in my path, but they themselves have fallen into it. My heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. Wake up, my heart. Wake up, O lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations. For your unfailing love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth. Proverbs 23:9-11. Don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. Don't take the land of defenseless orphans, for their Redeemer is strong. He himself will bring their charges against you. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for another week. Thank you for your faithfulness. Despite our erratic, all over the place tendencies, thank you for your steadiness. Now always leading us. We always have the chance to listen and obey. It's not unclear. It's in our hearts. It's written there. We know right from wrong. We make all kinds of choices for all kinds of reasons. But you are always there. And we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your comfort and compassion. And even as we finish another book, another letter in the New Testament, prepare to move forward in Paul's letters to another church, another group of people tomorrow, we ask that you plant what we are reading and what has been read into the soil of our hearts. And as we continue to work to be good soil, may it reap a bountiful harvest of change inside of us. We love you. We love you. We worship you. We thank you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. It is the website, and it is where you find what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app is that and more. And that is in the App Store, so check it out. What's going on around here? If you're brand new today, if you've been here for a minute, you know, because we're talking about it all the time. This is our 20th year. Every day is the 20th. This is the 20th September 13th in our history. And there's an unbroken line going from this September 13th all the way back. Because we haven't missed a single day, which is crazy, but true. We've missed a single day in these 20 years. And so, this has been life. And to reflect back and look back and look forward and be present is what we're trying to do, and just acknowledging an accomplishment that is, well, pretty significant. The Daily Audio Bible is the longest continuously running podcast or program using this technology in history. There is no longer 7-day running program since this technology emerged. So that's a feat. And we are grateful that it is a feat centered around pushing these scriptures into the world fresh every day for anybody who will listen to them, wherever they may be, whatever they may be going through, whatever time of day or night it may be. Regardless, it's just been our mission to be here so that no matter what's going on, this is one place in this world that can be reached, and that there's always something in the scriptures for us. So very, very grateful for that. So we're celebrating that with all kinds of different things, but we've released our first ever children's book. It's called The Breathing Prayer, A Little Prayer for Big Feelings. That was just not quite 2 weeks ago. And man, it has flown. And we worked really hard to get it out the door really fast. And so we've gotten a lot of feedback already. So it's really encouraging to know you're reading that to your children at bedtime. It's really sweet and deeply moving that you've given this to each of your grandchildren. It's very profoundly humbling that you've read this and made the breathing prayer part of your tool belt, part of your way of kind of calming the storm down that comes to each of us on the inside from time to time, or all the time. We are humbled. We thought this story from Ezekiel's life would resonate, and we've thought this for years. It's just it's a dream come true to have this really beautifully illustrated, just gorgeous children's book with all these little illustrations of Ezekiel when he was at the age where this came to be. So if you haven't had a chance yet, the Daily Audio Bible Shop is available on the web or in the app, and you can find the breathing prayer there. Hope you'll get a chance to check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nancy calling from Medina, New York. I just heard Victorious Victoria on August 25th of the Daily Audio Bible, and she was saying how she was found out she was pregnant for her fourth child. And I had that same feeling when I was pregnant for my seventh child. The kids were all close together. The pregnancies were all close together, and I homeschooled. And at the same time that I was pregnant for my seventh, my pastor's wife was also pregnant, and I was feeling the same way you were about overwhelmed and everything. And she, during her pregnancy, she actually miscarried, and I felt really horrible, and I realized I needed to be thankful, and went on to have that child along with two more. So we have a total of nine now. They're all adults. But yes, I'm praying for you that it is definitely hard. And but the Lord will see you through. Have a great day. Love you all. Bye.
Hello, Dad's Beat family. This is Blessed One in AZ. It's September 5th, and I just was listening to the prayers, and I heard Victoria Soldier's been in the hospital. Victoria, I just wanted to let you know you are such an inspiration to me. Here you are in the hospital. You've had surgery and a stone, and you're dealing with all that, and you're calling in and praying for other people. My goodness, I want to have that faith. My goodness, I want to be in that touch with Jesus, just as you are. I feel like you are a blessed little angel on this earth, and I pray that your healing is quick, and I pray that the Lord is with you, and that there's not a lot of pain involved in your life. I love you, Victoria Soldier. I know you don't know me, but I listen for your voice all the time. This is Blessed One and AZ. Have a blessed evening.
This is Forgiven Child of God. I am listening to the community prayers of August 30th. And about 2.5 hours in, I can't recall your name, the lady that comes in and reads prayer over our children, like from a devotional, I think. I want to thank you for being so faithful in reading those to us. The one that I heard today was about where we question if we didn't do enough for our children, or could we have homeschooled instead of public school? And I struggle with that. My son being diagnosed with autism at 16, the school missed it. We had our suspicions, but never had him tested, which is also on us. But now he's 18, graduated, and just not where most other kids are, going off to college or even having a job yet. And I do have guilt of missing it sooner. So I appreciate your prayer in reminding us that that is not how God wants us to live, and that God's timing is not our timing, and to just keep praying for our children. So I greatly appreciate that. Again, as I'm listening to the prayers, I say prayers right alongside you, asking God to hear your prayers and lift you up. And I love this community, and I'm so grateful that God brought it to me December of 2020. Thanks, y'all.
Hi, this is Darlene from California, and I just heard Judy Wilton's prayer request. And Lord, I lift up Brian and Shannon to you. Lord, you have numbered our days, not man and not diseases. So I speak life, light, and healing, and God's glory over Brian. I bless Brian and Shannon to find joy day to day, and I pray that they will be able to focus on the time they have rather than what they may not have. I pray for peace and comfort over this family for this difficult time that they are going through, and I bless them in the name of Jesus. I also heard one of my sisters from California calling in about how she is filled with hatred and anger, and that she didn't want to have this emotion. She wanted Jesus to control her emotions. So I agree with you, sister. Jesus will control and is controlling your emotions, and that he will give you peace and comfort in your heart. And I bless you. I stand with you in agreement that you will have healing of this emotional anger that you have inside of you. I bless you, sister. I thank you, God, for this family. And I thank you for the opportunity to pray. I love you all. God bless you. Bye-bye.
My name is Marlene, calling from Garland, Texas. I'd like to request special prayer for a special man named Randy, who has ministered to my son on many occasions. My son is in prison in Texas. This man has helped out in many, many, many ways. He needs special prayer for multiple back surgeries he's been through. His name is Randy. His wife is also has chronic illnesses. Dear Lord, we ask special compensation for Randy, and we ask that your special healing hands be laid on him. We ask these names, and we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. This morning, well, you know, every day that I listen, there's so many prayer requests for relatives or friends or personal who have cancer. So this morning, I want to pray for everyone. And I also want to pray for God's Yellow Flower, the anniversary of her son's death coming up. And for all of you who have had family members pass, especially children, you know what it feels like. So I'm going to pray for her as well as you join me. Mighty God, Eternal One, our Abba, this your child and children come to you this morning on behalf of all those who are experiencing cancer in any way, shape, or form, whether it's just been found or it's being treated. But you are the one, the divine God, the perfect doctor. I pray that you would use all these doctors and the treatments available to bring these are family members, to heal them. And I pray support for all those with whom they're involved or helping them to deal with this situation. Abba, we need you desperately. It's in times like these that we know how much we need you. And I pray for my friend, sister, God's Yellow Flower, as she's approaching the anniversary of her son's death. Father God, wrap your arms around it. Help her to stand firm, knowing that you're always with her, taking care of her and her family.